Hi, this is Mary from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. Now, please hear this quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you very much. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Certain.
Very certain, somewhat certain?
Yes, very certain.
Thank you very much. First of all, how will you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not good.
Thank you very much. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low, given the quality and level of services provided?
Somewhat high.
Somewhat high. Thank you very much. Now, I do have a few sentences of you. I'm going to start now, okay? So, the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money will be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical job skills training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying and demand jobs. Knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more school building and renovation projects, please answer if you will vote yes or vote no to each of the following three bond options. Option 1, a $750 million bond at a cost of $1.99 per month in higher property taxes equal to $23.61 a year for every $100,000 of home value, but will you have some of the school building projects? Would you vote yes or no? I can go over the question again if you want.
No, that's okay. I'm just trying.
Okay. Sure. Take your time.
Let me think here.
Keep in mind that there is no wrong or right answer. We just want to know your opinion.
I would probably vote yes on that.
Is that a yes?
Yeah, probably.
Thank you. Option 2, an $850 million bond at a cost of $2.29 per month in higher property taxes equal to $27.43 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which will you pay for many but not all new school building projects needed? Would you vote yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Option 3, a $950 million bond at a cost of $2.44 per month in higher property taxes equal to $29.31 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which will meet all the school building and other service expansion needs of the district. Would you vote yes or no?
No.
Thank you very much. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value. Will you vote yes or no for this property tax increase?
How much would that be?
Again, at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Following up, opponents to tax increasing ballot issues might say the following. Quoting, property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low performance schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you very much. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as reasons for voting yes. Rate it as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. Continual security operates are necessary at a school these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best schools districts in the state. Voters should continue to support this district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not very persuasive.
I'm not very persuasive.
Not persuasive?
No, yeah, it's not.
Thank you very much. Despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teacher pay. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you very much. School buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require a full replacement in the future. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Can you say it again?
Sure. School buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're almost done, okay? I just have a few more statements.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's okay. Mm-hmm.
Expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying-in-demand job, such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver metro, but turns students into productive, tax-paying citizens. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. Passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not very persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. Now, passing the mail levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts and keeping our quality of teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while staffing our schools to meet students' needs. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Not persuasive.
Thank you very much. Now, this is going to be the last statement, okay? We're almost done. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Not persuasive.
Thank you very much. Now, after hearing all of this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technology, for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and security and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay, at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, will you vote yes or no for the CCSD property tax increase?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Just for our record, I do want to know, what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. What is your age?
50.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 or under?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have any children attending Cherry Creek School District schools?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race? Black, African American, white, Hispanic, Asian?
White.
Thank you very much. Perfect. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Okay, your opinion is very important.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye now.
Bye-bye.